Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello there. Even though this has popped up on your podcast app, I just want to be clear from the start that this is not an actual Arsecast episode. I just wanted to put something together to explain a development here at Arseblog and something that is taking the site in a new direction. Today, we are launching on Patreon, which is a service which allows people to subscribe to a website or to contribute, to pledge to a website, or a creative person, an artist, a singer, whoever it might be. And it's something we've been considering here for quite a while at Arseblog. Now, I just wanted to outline the reasons why we're doing this and why we're using Patreon and all that kind of stuff. So today is the 27th of February, 2018, and Arseblog began on this day 16 years ago. Can you believe that? 16 years ago. On the 27th of February, 2002. And it began just as basically a hobby. It was actually a way for me to practice web design. I really never had any idea that it was going to grow into what it's grown into. And 16 years later, here we are. And it's still going and it's bigger and we do a lot more stuff and it's great. It's fantastic and it has become a very big part of what I do and my working life. It was never intentional. It has just organically grown, if you like, into this thing. Now, we produce a lot of content every day, every week. The blog, the columnists, all the stuff on Arseblog News, match reports, stats, video stuff, the podcasts a couple of times a week, all of that stuff. We do on the site and we give it away for free. That is our business model. It is advertising supported, obviously. There are ads on the website. There are ads sometimes on the podcast as well. And I should point out that while I've been thinking about what way the site is going to go, it's always been very important to me that what is free now remains free and will remain free forever. So everything that you get now from Arseblog and Arseblog News and podcasts will remain free. In the sense that it's freely available. There will be some ads on it, etc. But we're not putting any of that behind a paywall. People suggested that I put some of the stuff behind a paywall, and I thought, I don't think that's right. It never sat right with me that you would take something away from people who have been loyal readers and loyal listeners and loyal supporters of the site down the years. That just didn't work for me. So when I was thinking about what we should do and how we should deal with the future, and we have to think about the future and the way that people consume media and everything else, I thought we had to go in a slightly different direction. So one way of doing it was to ask people, look, if you like what we do, you can support the website simply by making a donation, and Patreon allows people to do that. You can simply make a donation. You don't have to listen or read any of the content that we produce. But the other thing was to give people something a bit more. So if you do subscribe, you get a bit extra. So you get some extra podcasts, you get some extra written articles. We're going to do long reads, some historical stuff. We're going to do some interesting articles. There's going to be a monthly email, which you will get exclusively as a Patreon subscriber. Advance notice for tickets for podcasts, live podcasts and events, discounts on merchandise or future books. Those kind of things are extra. And those are things that we can give people who subscribe. So that was the way we decided to go. And we explored a number of ways of doing it. We were thinking about building our own model, our own subscription model, our own payment portal, everything else. But ultimately, it was going to prove really, really time consuming. And also, there were issues or concerns. Certainly, I had concerns about if you build your own model, you're responsible for everybody's data. You're responsible for their credit card information. And it made more sense to work with something that existed already, that has the platform, that has the infrastructure in place to deal with that. And that's Patreon. So that ultimately is what pushed me in the direction of using Patreon. So how does it work? Essentially, essentially how it works. You sign up, you pay a monthly fee, and you get access to content that nobody else gets access to. That's the written material, the podcasts, which you can listen to, of course, in your favorite podcasting app. You can listen to them here on the Patreon site, patreon.com/arsblog. But if you also go to arsblog.com/membership, there is a detailed FAQ there about how to get the podcasts and how to add them to your podcasting app, whether it's on an Android phone, whether it's on an iPhone, an iPad, a tablet, whatever it is, all the information is there. We also have a dedicated email address if you do have problems that you don't find an answer for in the FAQ or in the Patreon help desk. They have a very detailed help desk which you can find solutions to some common problems there. It's membersupport@arsblog.com. That's membersupport@arsblog.com. We'll monitor that and we'll do our best to help you as quickly as we can. So why the need for something like Patreon, you might ask? And that's a reasonable question. As I said, the website has grown into something that has become a huge part of what I do. It generates revenue, and it generates revenue through advertising. However, as you will be, I'm sure, very aware, over the last number of years, internet advertising has become very annoying and intrusive, ever more annoying and intrusive when you think about pop-ups, when you think about pop-unders, auto-playing video ads, ads that obscure the content in some way, or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm sure they will find other ways of making really, really irritating advertising. And one of the consequences of that has been the rise in ad blocking. So more and more people block ads across all websites, and I get it. I completely understand that. But as a very small, relatively small, anyway, niche publisher who is reliant on advertising revenue to keep things going, to pay the bills, to live, to exist, to pay all of our writers and everybody who writes for Arsblog gets paid, it's a problem. It's a problem when more and more people are blocking ads because there's less and less advertising revenue. Interestingly, I don't know if you'll find this interesting or not, but just to give you an idea of where things are, 2 years ago on transfer deadline day, we had our biggest day of the year in terms of traffic to the website because people were so interested in the stories. There was a lot going on, and we made a specific amount of advertising revenue that day. And it was a healthy day for us from that point of view. This year, on transfer deadline day, we did twice as much traffic, twice as many people visited the website, and the advertising revenue that we earned on that day was exactly the same as it was 2 years ago. And that's a consequence of people blocking ads. So we have to think about a way to generate revenue, to keep the site going, to be able to provide all the free content that we do, and also perhaps to do more. So if we get enough people on board who are willing to pay and support the site for what it does now, and also to get this extra content, or simply just to support the site, they may not want the extra content, it opens up the possibility of us doing more, extra stuff, perhaps extra projects, video projects, more books, things that we couldn't necessarily do unless we have that support and we have that revenue. So it's taken a little while to get here, and I've thought very long and very hard about the best way to do this. You know, we could have gone the other way. We could have gone the way many sites have gone, and many sites have been forced to go that way because they don't have any other choice. So I'm not casting judgment on it, but we could have gone down the road of clickbait. We could have gone down the road of 17 things that you need to know about this. We could have gone down the road of misleading headlines that draw you in. We could have gone down the road of pimping out our social media channels, our Twitter, our Facebook. We've had, you know, offers to do that, that people will say, look, you've got X amount of followers. Will you use this to promote this, that, and the other, and we will pay you? And we don't do that. We don't allow our social media channels to do anything other than promote our own site. We turn down big offers from gambling companies to become a gambling partner because I feel very uneasy about that. Even though it's something I've done in the past, I don't feel good about that, and I don't want to do it in the future. We turn down advertising offers on a weekly basis because they're not the kind of ads that we want on the site. People will offer me £2,000, £3,000 a month to have an ad that pops up once every 24 hours. So you come to the site, you get a pop-up, and it, you know, you don't get it again for 24 hours. But we don't want that kind of advertising on the site because it's so irritating for users. and we understand that. Nobody wants those kind of things, and it just contributes to this whole thing, doesn't it, of more and more people using ad blocks.
And look, I'll be completely honest about you. It's very difficult to turn down that kind of money, because that's a huge amount of money in comparison to what we generally earn in terms of advertising revenue. That is huge. But you've got to try and maintain some kind of integrity in what you do and in the service that you provide people.
So that we couldn't go down that path. So the only way we can go, if we want to keep Arsblog moving, if we want to move it forward, if we want to grow the site, and if we want to keep doing what we're doing as well as we're doing, is to look for support from our readers and from our listeners. And Patreon will allow us to do that. If you don't want to subscribe, that is absolutely fine. There's no pressure. It's not mandatory in any way. You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. You will still get everything that you always got from Arsblog, and it will be free and available to you as it always has been down the years. On the other hand, if you feel like what we do is worth something to you, if you feel like you can contribute something every month to it, then great. We've positioned it at a relatively accessible price. I think it's €5 a month plus VAT if you're in the EU. That's out of our hands. If you're outside the EU, you do not have to pay that. It works out on the current exchange rates at about $6 a month, or about £4.40 a month. And you don't need me to tell you what £4.40 or $6 will buy you over the course of a month. A beer, a coffee, a couple of coffees, a bus fare. And if you feel like Arsblog and what we give you and what you can get from it is worth that amount of money, then please feel free to subscribe. It's patreon.com/Arsblog, or you can get details, as I said, at arsblog.com/membership. Of course, I'll be really happy to answer any questions anybody has about the whole thing. If you need a bit more detail, if you need some more explanation, if you've got any questions about how it works, please feel free to get in touch with me. It's really easy. You can find the email address on the site, arsblog.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, @arsblog. I'm easy to find. I'm happy to answer your questions. And I just wanted to give you an explanation as to why we're going down this route. Just a little more detail on what we're going to do. We're going to do some history podcasts. We start the Patreon with a two-part history podcast about the Invincible season. Myself and James from Gunnerblog and Andrew Allen discuss that over 2 hours. It's a two-part job. You can get that straight away. Also, there is going to be a podcast called My Arse, in which I talk to somebody about their life as an Arsenal fan. We start with Tim Wheeler from the rock band Ash, which I'm sure many of you know. So I chat to Tim about his life as an Arsenal fan. We've got some good guests lined up, including Bernard Butler, the guitarist, ex of Suede, who I'm sure you know. He'll be on in the future as well, and we'll have more of those. James and I are going to do a phone-in show a couple of times a month, so we'll be there taking calls from you via Skype. We can talk about football, we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but it's a kind of recorded live phone-in show. There'll be other history podcasts, there'll be more written articles, there's a monthly email shootout looking back on the month in question, like a blog, but it's available only to you guys. As I said, there'll be advance notice of live events, tickets, merchandise, book discounts, whatever we can think of to give you extra, we'll do that too. And we're also happy to hear your suggestions about what you might like, either from the site in general or from the Patreon site. So as I said, please feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to answer people's emails and talk to them about this whole thing. So look, that's it. That's what's going on. Thank you as ever for reading, for listening, for all your comments and feedback, your emails. Thanks for being part of a community online, which I'm very proud of. There's a lot of madness out there in the world, particularly online, and I like to think that Arsblog is a kind of little haven away from the worst excesses of everything that goes on. Of course, we all have our moments, but we do our best. Thanks again, and remember, the links you need are patreon.com/arsblog or arsblog.com/membership. All the information you need is there. I'll catch you in all the usual places. Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.